Newsbreak podcast.
National Association of School Governing Bodies highly welcome the announcement made by the department. Our parents should go and register our kids grade 1, grade 8, as from the 15th of June to the 14th of July next. That's 14th of July this year. We also want to call upon the department to further campaign seriously so that parents must ensure that they don't really forget all those important days. From our side as National Association of School Governing Bodies, we also call upon the parents to ensure that they don't miss those days. They must quickly go and register so that come 2024, we do not want to see parents crowded at the district.
What would be the main glitches here with the system in terms of rectifying that from last year? And you're confident that they won't repeat itself?
We have called upon the department not to repeat itself, particularly those glitches that we have said now, limited centers for the parents to register. Like, for instance, in Gauteng, you have got only 15 districts. You'll find that by that time they close, the parents have not yet all registered. So we are saying, we are calling upon the department that they must have as many centers as possible. Like, for instance, in Gauteng, they are having 80 centers. And we are saying those 80 centers are not yet enough. They are still, because we just want centers where parents will come in 2 minutes, then the register they go. Where they don't know the parents, they are unable to register on their own, then there must be people who are helping them. Then they must be able just to go in and people help them quickly. Or if it's more time, if it's 5 minutes, that would be acceptable. So we don't want a situation where parents will spend the whole day crowded in an area. And then from there, even some of them leave on that particular day without being assisted. Because, you know, some of these parents will find that they are not good, their health is not good. Some are pregnant, some are old parents. You know that the young parents are working, they are migratory workers sometimes, and all those things.
In terms of parents applying, how can parents now access the system?
The department, the numbers where you able to access the system, and then if you are unable to do that, then, as I said, then you quickly go to the centers. They've announced centers. I've given you the example of how they, and I think in all the provinces they must have done that, given the public how to access the system. And secondly, go to those centers. If they don't have the system, if they don't have the system with them, I mean, how to access the system with themselves, then they go to the centers.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.